the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Riff. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday. Amen. God bless you so much for tuning in on this Monday. We're almost at the finish of the month, at the finish of the week. So sorry, it just started again. It's back on a Monday. We're only a few hours away from you being able probably to get on home. So that's a good thing. And only other thing is there's four more days to the weekend again. But it's been a blessed September. We're seeing some growth in areas besides just our numbers and stuff that we normally have. I've seen a steady, I guess I could say a steady return of visitors that are coming back on the website. And I'm also seeing a steady hand of, of new visitors as well. But our page counts and stuff are kind of a little bit lower than last month at this time. But it's just like when you're running a restaurant and you open a restaurant for the first time. You're going to have those people that are... That are coming in and running in and getting things going. And you're going to have those people that are going to be... Just for instance, my friend owns a Chinese restaurant, and he said that you always get your traffic... That's really high volume, and people run it through and running it through and buying because you're the new person in town. But you don't get your main customers. You don't get your main customers until maybe the fourth month. You have like the old grand opening, which lasts about a couple of months where people are excited and want to try out your food. Then you have some people come back in the third month. So the first 2 months, really busy in the third month. And then you have your fourth month, which kind of just steadies off, and that's your regular clientele. And I think that's how it's happening here at the station. I think that's what's happening as well. So all I can say is that we're getting a steady growth. We have close to 1,000 visitors every single month that are staying and coming back and listening throughout the month. Close to 3,200 people visit through the course of the thing, but 1,000 are coming back, and that's good. We're getting 33%. That's fine. And I know it's not a number thing, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. We're doing something for God. We're making things happen. We're making things happen, and we're trying to get things to go for the Lord. Amen. Well, let me give you our address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And our email address is david@revministries.com. David at Rev at MidwatchWithTheRev.com or David at DavidYanisMinistries.com. I just throw a whole bunch of them out. I have a whole bunch of email addresses, and we have different things coming in through our sites and stuff. For instance, I want you to get a pen out. I'm going to give you two important dates, and I want you to be able to write these down. So I'm going to give you a few minutes here to get a couple of dates before I announce what they are. But we have different things coming into our different email addresses, and they can all go into one email address, but it makes it easier for me to be able to know, okay, David Yanis Ministries, this is what goes in there. This is the people that respond in there for that. And we have several websites, and I'll let you know, I just put together my pastor's site, davidhopeministries.com. He's coming out with a second book called Inhabit an Eternity, and he's going to be a guest on our show, hopefully, and within the next few days, we're going to have them over here. So if you got your pen, I'm going to give you some information that's going to really, 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 really help you. And that information is this. We are holding our webinar October 29th. Remember, we made that date out. We put that together. Last week, we talked about it, and we just said that we're going to make a date that we're going to have actually a webinar coming in. We're going to do it, and we're going to have a conference on the air. Well, this weekend, we built the page for the webinar. We also built the player that's going to have it at. And the thing is, you're going to have to register. You're going to have to register if you're going to want to log on to see my first webinar with you guys. We're going to be talking about relationships. The title of the relationship webinar is The Magnetism of a Married Man or Woman. The Magnetism of a Married Man or Woman. What drags you there? What brings your attention to someone that's married? What makes the allure of them? We're going to cover that. And we're going to make sure that you understand what that is, to keep you out of getting in trouble, men, to keep you out of getting in trouble, women. We're going to try and talk about that. Also give you some heads up on how to improve your home life and improve your marriage and where there may be something lacking. Well, remember, I just got my license. not my license, my certification for belief therapy. I am a certified belief therapist now. I've just been working on that. If you want to view that license and you don't believe me, go to keepingmymarriage.com. keepingmymarriage.com. And that, incidentally, is the place we're going to be having the webinar. Now, throughout all my websites, through Rev Ministries, Rev Media Network, through Midwatch with the Rev, through David Yana's Ministries, through RelationshipSeries.com, all our websites, if you would just go and follow the links that are on there, it's just ministry links. On most of my pages, it's all named the same, ministry links. Go in there, you'll find links to all of our websites, but also you'll find keepingmymarriage.com. It's brand new. If it's not there, shoot me an email if you don't see it there on the ministry links, and I will go fix it and I'll put it on there. But you can go to our website from there, and it has information about the conference. Now, the cool thing is we are going through brightevent.com. We're using those guys to really put out a good viral network through the internet here to get some people involved and to come into the conference and attending. And the reason you have to register is because I want to see who's going to listen. If you're serious about getting help, if you're serious about changing your life, then it's okay for you to register. You're going to be given a username and a password to log in. It's going to be the same username and password to log in for everyone. Just to make it simple, less work, you know, just as long as we get registered. And you just got to register this one time. And if you register this one time, then you'll be able to go throughout all the other conferences. It'll be the same password, I believe. I haven't really worked out that detail. Hey, I just got the thing to work this last week. I spent all of Saturday afternoon figuring it out, and we got it going. We're not tech savvy, as some might think, but I'm the Rev, and I try and figure out everything. I was talking to my cousin-in-law today. Incidentally, I'll be at his church this Sunday, Lighthouse International Church, Inner City Ministry. We're going to be out there visiting over there. I try every month to go visit one of my family's church or a friend's church. I'm going to start within this next year going out to churches and preaching, but for now just visiting and just sharing a few words if that's permitted or not, who knows. But most of the time, I'd take my children and take the whole family with me. Hopefully this next year I'll be traveling and getting that ministry built a little bit different. Just trying to get things built here at home first, right? It's great to preach. It's great to be a blessing to people. It's great to be anointed and bring the gifts of healing and bringing people to the Lord. But you got to take care of your home life for us. I got to make sure everything's ready here at the house, at my home, but also at my home church. I got to make sure that it's stable enough for me to go ahead and travel and do things because we're trying to get it to a point. We're trying to make sure people are getting changed. Today's topic is going to be Operation Impact. It's a little bit of the sermon that I preached last night. And no, I'm not rehashing and feeding it to you. What I'm doing is knowing that you need to hear this. You may have heard a little bit of it, but we'll get into it in a little bit. We'll get into it in just a little bit. But I wanted to make sure that I tell you that keepingmymarriage.com is going to have a webinar. Now, we're going to have every single month, within 3 weeks from the October 29th, we're going to have our next one. And within 3 weeks or 4 weeks of that, we're going to have our next one. And what we're going to do is we're talking about relationships. Like I told you, it's going to be the magnetism of the married man or woman. Now, that's what we're going to talk about this next week, seminar, the very next seminar we have. You have to register if you're going to listen to it. It's not going to be like our players are out there on the radio station where you can just listen and hear whenever you want. You're going to have a code to get in, a password to get into the room that we're going to be having this webinar. Now, this is all going to lead up to February 4th and 5th of 2010. It's going to have our first conference we're going to have at our church. And we're going to have it at Metro Church. So I want you to get excited. I want you to get ready. And again, I apologize for the power going off there. It just kind of threw me completely off. Okay, the next date I want you to remember. Okay, what date was that? That was October 29th. It's going to be our webinar. It's going to be on Thursday night at 7:30. And you're going to be able to talk. You're going to be able to listen to the show. Listen to our first webinar. So I want you to remember that. October 29th. To go to keepingmymarriage.com or on any of our websites, there's a click here and register button on the front page of most of our websites, if not all of them. I think I got it. We have over 13, 14 websites, so I believe I got it on all of them. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to register and be with us on that night. I want to make sure that you're here listening to us on the keepingmymarriage.com on the webinar. Now, have it decided if I'm going to take that webinar and make it an archive? I probably will, but I'm probably still going to require you to have a password to get in, and I already figured out what password I would use. So we're definitely going to do that too, but I would rather you listen to it live and be able to get into the page and listen to what we're doing and stuff. Amen. Well, today's show, we're just going to talk about what's called Operation Impact. And on Operation Impact, and we'll get into that in a minute. I forgot I was giving you a second date. I'm kind of thrown off the track with that electricity going off. That's just crazy. It's just kind of crazy that the power just turns off like that really quick. And you just, things you keep, we're all, like my friend Dana tells me, we're all just one light power outage away from being off the air. It is true. It's true. We are just one power outage, and that was proof right there that we're just one power outage away from being knocked out of the air. Now, I know for a fact that those that can will be available that are their host. I've got to all the hosts. I've gotten to two of the hosts, and they're all open for it. I said I got to get to two more of the hosts or so to let them know that we are having our open house at the station from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock for 3 hours. It's going to be from 2 to 5, and that's going to be on October 23rd. October 23rd. So I hope you're listening. I hope you're writing that down. October 23rd from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock is going to be our open house. That means that you can come in, kick back, get on a microphone, talk to the station. We're going to have a live feed for 3 hours. For 3 hours. We're going to have 3 hours of a live feed, and we're going to see how everybody's enjoying. We're probably even going to jump on the TV channel as well. I can turn on that feed and run that feed as well. We'll have the TV channel and the radio channel running. So I'm going to have some video coming on there, and I'm going to get some webcams so you can see what's going on. And we're going to have the TV channel turned on, and we're going to have the regular radio channel on. So I want you to get ready for that. I want you to get encouraged about that, because there's so much that you can do by just calling in, chatting with us. You can testify with us. Now, we've been getting prayer requests on our chat Tango, and we've been getting prayer requests in our email address, and I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome that the station could be running 24/7 and people are calling or people are writing or people that are listening have something they want to get out. Now, I talked to my friend Don, who is always listening to our show. I always talk to him throughout the week, and he is excited about our program. Now, this is okay. If it's okay, Don, I'm going to share this. Don says what it says. Whatever I talk about, whatever the topics are, it makes you think. Makes you think about other things as well. So I'm glad, because that's when we started the Midwatch with the Rev. This was my opening line. If I can remember, my opening line for the beginning of Midwatch with the Rev in the very early years, 5 years ago, was, welcome to the show. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. This show is going to make you, we're going to take a few minutes that we can talk. I'm going to hopefully, prayingly, going to help you, make you think, make you search, make you open up about what's going on in your life. That was my open line forever. If you listen to any of the archives, that's the opening line on the older archives and stuff. So I want you to be encouraged, my friends, because people are going to be changed through this broadcast, and you're part of it. By listening, you're supporting. Just by your attendance, this is a big support to us. Please think about supporting us also in donations and gifts so we can keep bringing more things to you. We're working with what we have, and I don't know if anyone else that you can say that can work with what you have. You have to work with whatever you got. My three things I tell everybody, and it's something that I shared with you, my audience, and that is we must pray, plan, and perform. One of my friends was calling y'all the Revelators, because Rev Ministries is our ministry's name. Midwatch with the Rev, we call y'all the Revelators. So all the Revelators out there, just want you to know that God is doing good things in your life. And he continues to do good things as long as you allow him and keep in his will. Amen. Well, today's topic, Operation Impact. Why did I pick Operation Impact? It was off an article I read from Yahoo. I think it was being reported from Associated Press. And I don't know where that article is, but it was an article that basically talked about Walmart. They took one of the chief officials of Walmart, and he did a press interview, and I don't know how he got all the details, because it's pretty detailed, very detailed on his comments and stuff. And he was at a point where he was talking to them and telling them what was coming up for Walmart. He was just openly saying these things. And I was so surprised to read through the article and read some of these comments. I'll try and find it for you in a minute. Maybe during a commercial break, I'll look through it real quick and see if I can find it for you. But the amazing thing was this, and that was, He basically gave the company's plan. The company's plan for the next few years. They asked him about the recession and what he did and what he thinks was going to happen next with the retailers and stuff. And he goes, well, all I can do is speak for ourselves and our company. And I want to tell you this. He goes, we started a campaign. And the campaign is called Operation Impact. Operation Impact. Everybody just kind of thinks about that for a second. Operation Impact. What do you think when you talk about Operation Impact? To me, it sounds like one of the wars we're in, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Operation Freedom, Operation Impact. Shock and Awe, Operation Shock and Awe. You know, it just sounds like forceful. And I think they want that, you know, of course they want that. They want their employees to have that same effect when the community comes into their store, to have Operation Impact, have an impact, have that chalk and awe feeling. Now, when they were sharing these things, he noted out three distinctive things. And said, I don't know if you've noticed, but you know, Walmart's been changing a lot. And if you've been shopping at Walmart, you probably have noticed. I mean, there's one here in Humble, and there's one in Atascocita where we live, and just up right beside Kingwood. And we noticed that they just painted all the inside was different paint. All the new signs were coming up. And what happened was this. They said that we took surveys and know where we need to fix things. And we fixed it, cleaned it, painted it, made it look better. But our goal in this time is not to just survive. I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening to this. Because our goal is not just to survive. Walmart, making money. One of the few companies out there that is really turning profits. Even McDonald's is having a hard time right now to turn a profit. And they go, well, we're not wanting just to survive, but we're wanting to take this to the max. We want to take every one of our competitors to the mat and drive them out. Pretty bold statement. Pretty bold statement. Walmart decided to look at life and positioning where they need to be in a whole different way. They decided that they were going to be able to change their company's position beyond just making it and surviving to being the sole survivor out of this. Now, church needs to listen. Walmart hears the same reports you hear. How bad the job market is. How people aren't spending. People aren't buying. People aren't taking care of themselves. Because they're afraid. They're afraid things are going to happen. So they're saving their money. They're not spending. Walmart understands that. And they're trying to put together an event. Now, I'm not promoting Walmart. It may sound like it, but I'm just getting to the point. Listen to me. Hear me out. So they decide on three things that they know that they could do. Well, they said, we know this. We're going for the jugular. It's all or nothing time. Church, now listen to me. It's all or nothing time. Either we're going to go. We're in a unique position. And he shared this. We're in a very unique position. Right now, we can change. We can change our positioning. We can go forward further than we've ever been before. He goes, right now, we can take out a lot of our competition. They see the need. People need good products still, but at good prices. So, I'm personally a target person myself, but Walmart. Well, it's Walmart. You can't keep what Walmart's doing. Keep up with what Walmart's doing at times. So, Walmart, the Walmart dude, was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. If you notice, we've expanded our entertainment department. We expanded the entertainment department because we've already caused, you know, Circuit City already went bankrupt. Because all we have is Best Buy and maybe a couple of other ones, but we'll be able to take that market. People are going to come in to buy that TV. They're going to buy our clothing and buy our groceries. We're going to be the only one. That is their goal, to be the only place in the world for people to shop. And then they turn around and say, you know what? We're going to compete, and we're going to have one more bad Christmas for Toys R Us, and they're going to be out of this. So we expanded our tour departments, and we gave them the Toys R Us experience at Walmart prices. And then they went over there and said, we're also expanding our arts and craft. We're going to give Michaels a run for their money. They're barely keeping their doors open now, Michaels that is. But we're going to give them the same quality of arts and craft for Walmart's prices and the Walmart experience. Now, Walmart found something in this recession time. Found out what they were good at. Found out how they can make something change. Something bad turned to good. When all the dust is cleared and everything's been moved around, and I really believe they're going to be on top of a lot of things. They're getting aggressive. They're making moves. They're doing things that are going to help and change the retail business. Then they looked at their clotheslines and their home decor, and they said, we haven't reached it yet, but we will. And I know that they're talking about Target, but we will. They said, we will make it past this point too. We're changing our decor and our clothesline. So, take it forever how you want to take it. But the way I took it was, these guys were serious about changing the positioning of their company. Now you think about it. Walmart realized that in this time and this very minute that there's people in need. People that need to be touched by God. And regardless of who you are and what you've done, it's time to think about the church. First, this time, no matter who you are and where you've been and what you've done, you love Jesus. It's time to start serving God. It's time to start doing things for the Lord. Operation Impact. It's a powerful name. In these days of recession, we notice one thing. That people out there are having a hard time to make ends meet. So do you think they're going to run to an ultra-high retail store? Or do you think they're going to run to Walmart? Most likely they're going to see if they can get it at Walmart. And Walmart knows that. You need to ask yourself, my friends, when you hear the term Operation Impact, what can you do? Where is your strength? Think about this. For years, people have trusted in the economy and not God to meet their needs. They haven't. They haven't trusted on God to meet their needs. Millions. Millions today worry about where they work or where they're going to work. If all else goes under, they don't know if they can take care of their family. Because they hadn't trusted God in all these years of great prosperity, easy financing, subprime loans, second chance financing, third chance financing, bankruptcy forgiveness, and all these things. They trusted man and man's rules and man's law. They didn't ever take the time to learn the principles of sowing and reaping, the principles of budgeting and having a sound mind on your finances. They never took the principles that God has given to them. We, even as Christians, have to take this time right now to figure out how we can help others. It's good to see people out there preaching and doing the work of God, but sometimes we have to go beyond that. I know Pastor Mike Salazar was on our show, shared probably a few weeks ago, at least a month ago, maybe more, about his church doing Summer of Love. And basically they would go and help do yard work and do painting, whatever needed to get done. They would do it in their community to help their community. Church in Seattle, they're doing an operation type impact type thing. In fact, I think that's even the name of what they've done. And they basically were painting high schools that people would just mess up. They would clean it up, paint it up, make it look like a nice, brand new place. Well, at least nicer than what it was before. And they did that. Sometimes a sermon is not what they need tonight. Sometimes a gentle touch and just a love and compassion from someone makes a big difference. We don't know people's circumstances, but where else in America do you see people standing in lines for hours for $5.99 meal? Well, Denny's did it to America. Yes, they did. Super Bowl a couple of years ago, if it wasn't this year, I think it was a year before, Denny's offered a free Grand Slam to anyone that would show up at Denny's for the week. And they were boggled down for days. The paying customers had a hard time getting in there. Well, it did a lot of good business for Denny's, revived them a bit in their sales and their marketing. They never did it again, but it still was a great campaign. And Oprah, a few years ago, and KFC teamed up for something similar. The dilemma with that was they're running out of chicken. Wasn't that they didn't want to give the chicken, they were just running out of chicken. Basically, people standing in line, waiting for a free piece of chicken, maybe a $3 meal. Maybe. But people were still standing there. People were still wanting to eat this stuff. People were still putting together van loads and van loads of people to go get these meals. Well, obviously the effect worked well because KFC decided to launch their grilled chicken campaign on this similar note and similar advertisement. They were out there telling you to come get a free piece of grilled chicken, manager's choice, what piece you get. And that's what they did. They gave out free chicken. And their lines started to build again. Then, Taco Bell jumped into it. Currently, believe they're giving some gordito taco or something like that free. And then recently now Chick-fil-A's doing it on Thursdays. I think this is the last time in Houston. This next Thursday, but I'm not going to go stand in line for a $2 sandwich. But some people will. Some people will. I mean, you're thinking they're standing in for a $5.99 meal and a dollar meal. Is there a need for food this bad? We got to ask ourselves that. Is there really a need for food? I mean, what makes somebody stand at a service for that long? I mean, stand for service. Yeah, stand. Basically stand for to be waited on for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. I remember talking to one of my family members, and I said, hey, what are you going to do today? Oh, I'm going to go to Denny's and wait. They said the line's about 4 hours, so I'm just going to go sit there and wait for a refreshing meal. 4 hours. Well, my friends, if you ask my wife or my children, I value time. Time's the only commodity that can't be recreated. Money can be made again. Houses, vehicles can be bought, sold. Time can never be duplicated. Ever, 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 ever. So, I would not stand in line for that. But if I needed to stand in line to feed my kids, I probably would. And you got to think about it. After you've seen the Katrinas, the Ritas, and the Ikes, the storms that hit our Gulf Coast over the last 3 years, one thing is for certain, my friends, that there is a lot of hurting people more than we want to admit that are out there. More than we want to see. More that we want to acknowledge. And sometimes we have to just swallow whatever reasoning we think that they're out there standing for their food. Just swallow it. Don't even think about it. Just think. Just don't even think about it. Just accept it like it is. We don't know their circumstances. You haven't lived in their life and done what they've done. Maybe they don't eat out a lot. Maybe they need food at home. Think about it for just a moment. Thousands have showed up. Thousands have showed up to eat. Sounds like a preacher we all know. Jesus. 5,000 he fed. Let's open our Bibles real quick. We're going to go and read to Matthew 14. And we're not going to read the entire thing. I don't think we need to read the entire thing. But I do need to get my scripture music. And I don't see it here. So let me find it on my computer real quick for you. And we're going to go to... Here we go. Right. That's the scripture of the day. Matthew 14. I'm just getting my Bible right now. Like I said, those power outages threw my timing off. It's not there. It isn't. It's not there. Let me get this finished up real quick and I'm going to talk to you about some other things. Matthew 14, verse 15. And it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. So then send the multitude away, that they may go and get into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart, give you them to eat. And they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded that the multitude sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed, and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples. Disciples to the multitudes. They did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. So you're thinking more like 10,000, maybe 7,000 minimum that was fed that day. I guess they didn't count the women back then, but it's no big deal here. We're just talking about the story. And I guess we did just read all of it. But think about it. Just think about it for just a second. This is the only miracle, did you know? The only miracle that is recorded in all 4 Gospels. Now, there's several of the miracles that were recorded in 3 of them. Several miracles are recorded in 2 of them. But this is the only miracle that has been recorded in all 4 Gospels. Mark 6, 30, 30. Luke 9, 10. John 6, 1. And Matthew 14. This is the only miracle of the Lord recorded in each of the 4 Gospels. Why? Why do you think that? Well, each of the disciples were touched beyond just the spiritual with this. Beyond just the spiritual. They seen Jesus care about these people so much that he refused to send them away. And something interesting, he took what they had. Only one to bring a lunch was a kid. And they took the small fish and the 5 loaves of bread. And they break up and gave and fed everybody. And they took up how many baskets full of fragments? 12 full baskets. So you know what? The disciples seen blind people see, lame people walk. They seen Lazarus. They even seen Jesus raise. They seen miracle after miracle after miracle. Healings. They seen all these things. But yet, the only one recorded in all 4 Gospels was that of a little boy's fish being broken up and feeding as many people as CC's buffet can. As many people as Golden Corral. Why? I think Jesus touched something in them. I think Jesus showed them in their own hearts, they felt the humility that not only are we ministering to their spiritual needs, but this was one of the very first times, and maybe, I'm not going to say only, but I'm going to say possibly because I haven't really thought about this before I said it, but I'm going to say it anyway. No, this is probably one of the very few times that Jesus just ministered to their physical needs beyond their spiritual needs. He knew that as many times as he would talk to these people, that he didn't want them to all leave to go get food, but he wanted them to be filled and be full. His disciples were touched because they may have known some of these people's situations. Maybe they hadn't had anything. Jesus was the Oprah of the time, my friends. He was. He was the Oprah of their time with the KFC. He gave them a free chicken meal, but it was fishy. It was the Long John Silver's version of the KFC. It was. Now, why? Why? Because he could. Because he knew he could. I think that's why it's in the word right there. It's for me and you to realize. Do it. Why? Because you can. Because you can. Let's look at our time that we are sitting in this time where everybody's screaming and everybody's crying about recession. Everybody's crying about recession. And that was our scripture of the day. That was Matthew 14, scripture of the day. But think about this, my friends. We got a few minutes here. We got about maybe 7 or 8 minutes. God knows. He does. He knows where we're at and what we're doing right now. I'll show you a quick little story. I know that many of the people out there have to realize. Let me see. Or someone's chatting with me. And hopefully y'all can hear me. Let me check over here real quick. You're going to have hear a little bit of reverb, but let's see if we're sounding okay. We're going to do this real quick. I think that got to find the right place. And I always go to one place. I have so many websites, but I go to the one place that would actually always be there. It's always stable. It's always on. And hopefully we can hear me. Testing 1, 2. Oh, there I am. Okay. All right. We're good. Anyway, let me share a little story. When I was younger and in the military, I would always visit a church, which is my home church in Long Beach, California. Actually, it's in Cerritos, California, just outside of Long Beach. Well, actually, it's in Stanton, just outside of Cerritos, just to the left or to the right of Cerritos. Either way, it was Calvary Assembly of God, Calvary Temple Assembly of God. Pastor Tucker was my pastor, and he's an awesome man of God. He was a great revivalist in his time. He was older when I met him, a lot older. And I would talk with him, chat with him time to time. We have men's meeting and stuff. And we had prayer meeting. And one of these prayer meetings, I was in the prayer room, and several other men of God that were there that were preachers as well were all there praying with me. And he said, "Brother David, what are we going to pray about today?" And being the enthusiastic, very energetic young man that I was, and very powerful preacher that I was at that time, I said, "We're going to pray for revival, Pastor." And quickly, he gave me this quick Bible lesson and this quick, I can't remember all the dates and times, but he gave me a quick Bible lesson and told me from time to time and history lesson. He said, he goes, "Son, I appreciate you." He gave me a hug. "I appreciate your desire, your hope, your heart on all of this." He goes, "But," he goes, "let me tell you this, son. Revival only comes after hurt." And I stood quiet. I'm like, "What do you mean? God can have revival anytime." Well, yeah, God can have revival, but man will not seek him until they are hurting. Does it sound like a time that we're in right now, my friends? Does it sound like a time? Wouldn't it be wonderful for God to do an awesome revival in your neighborhood, in your home, in your family, and in your city, and in your state, and in your country, and around this world during these recession times? He said, man does not look at God at all until disaster happens. Revival always comes after disasters. Revival comes because man has nowhere else to go. Disasters will break a man. Disasters will break a man. And I want you to realize that's true. When people hurt, they look to God. They look to God to see things happening, to see things changing. So when we talk about revival, when we talk about something powerful and anointing to hit, especially this time, this is the time to preach. This is the time for the church to stand up and start saying, where and when can we change people's lives? So I need y'all to understand this. Y'all, the Texas in me is talking. You can do something for God. I'm just going to let you know that our church, we're contemplating a couple of things, and one of the proposals I have is to do the feed 5,000. Not specifically 5,000. We're not going to feed them fishes and bread, but we're going to pray and see where God leads us on this. But we're going to have a board meeting next week after the sermon. Last night, this sermon I preached, it seems like we really touched a lot of people's heart in the church, and they want to get involved. So we want to do something, and we're going to do something for God, do a little bit of something, and God do the rest. Takes what you got. He takes what you got and gives you more. So you need to be able to give your heart to him and to trust him that he's going to do some wonderful, wonderful things with you. Some wonderful things with you. So my friends, be encouraged. Be strong. Be beautiful. For some of us, it's not that hard. But just get ready to see God do some awesome things in your life. Get ready for it. Get ready to be used by God in your community. Today I'm making phone calls to see about trying to get a youth center built at the church for the kids. Making phone calls, trying to get things going. We're doing a seminar, we're doing conferences. You can do something. If it's as simple as making an extra plate of food to take to the church to give to someone, then do it. Then do it. Make sure you're doing for God. Make sure you're making things happen for the Lord. Make sure you're moving along the way you should. Amen. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Our email address is david@revministries.com. Again, that is david@revministries.com. And it is time for us to go, my friends. It's 3 o'clock. I appreciate you listening. I thank you for tuning in for another show. And I want you to know that anytime we're on the air, I want you tuning in. Listen to our station 24/7 at Red Media Network. Listen to our archives